Today's shir is Masechta Zvachim Daf Yud Gimel. We will begin on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. We've been learning about the Karm Pesach and the Karm Chattas that were brought Shalai Lishman. The Aloch is the carbon is disqualified. The owners don't get credit for that carbon. Teaches us the Mishnah Pesach Vechattas Sheshachton Shalai Lishman. The Karm Pesach, the Karm Chattas, the Teshchita was done Shalai Lishman, the Kabbalah was done Shalai Lishman, Halacha was done Shalai Lishman, Zrik Halach, Kibel Halach, Vazarak Shalai Lishman. In all these cases, the carbon will become disqualified. This is what's known as Machshava Shalai Lishman. As we quoted at the beginning of the Masechta, Big Machloikas Rishonim, in order for it to be considered a situation of Shalai Lishman, that Rashi, Tosfos hold that machshava has to be verbalized. Other Rishonim say that a machshava alone will make it possible. Continues the Mishnah, Oy Lishman v'shloi Lishman. If there was a combination of Lishman and Shloi Lishman, or Shloi Lishman and Lishman, in all these cases, it's possible. So as we discussed, in every carbon that is brought, there are four avodas, shechita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. We're learning in our Mishnah that if there was a machshava shloi lishman, the Mishnah is teaching us that it's possible. The reason the Mishnah found necessary to mention all four avodas is because we would think maybe it's only by the shechita to tells us the Mishnah that this halacha is not just applicable by the shechita, but applies to all the other avodas. Because as the Karen Ira explains, Tiferes Yisrael explained, because since the shechita is the first avodah, so there we could understand that if it was done shalai lishma, it becomes possible. But if it wasn't the first avodah, maybe it shouldn't be that way. Therefore, it teaches us, because it was brought lishman, teaches us the Mishnah, and the continuation of the Mishnah is most understandable. Because lishman and shloi lishman, it doesn't have to be shloi lishma throughout to make it a shloi masha. The case of lishman and shloi lishman is that it means in the same avodah. Rashi explains you were doing shechita, and part of the shechita was done with a machshavas lishma, and part of the shechita was done with a machshavas shaloi lishman. The Shita Mekabetza says that we know that in order to do a proper shechita, we have to shecht two simonim, the kohen and the veshet, of the animal, and lishman and shaloi lishman means that one simon was done with a lishma kavana, and the other one was done with the shloi kavana. Not that it was necessarily done at this, that wasn't necessarily two separate avodas, but the two machshavas came at the same time. It's also important to point out that yes, we've been primarily focusing on the kashrus, on the acceptability of the carbon. Is it acceptable? Is it not acceptable? But there's another important point to make as well. As soon as somebody has an improper machshava, he's over a laugh. The Torah says, "Hamak of oisa lo yichashev," and that means that if somebody had an improper machshava, he's over a laugh. The question that we're focused now is about the kashrus of the carbon, but that doesn't mean that he won't be. That sometimes the animal is a kosher carbon, sometimes it's not a kosher carbon, but a lav there is as always. So as we mentioned, our Mishnah spoke about a case of Lishman and Shloi Lishman. Actually, there's a similar Mishnah in Masechta Pesachim, and the Gemara Masechta Pesachim, when it has this discussion, has a discussion, how do we explain when it says Lishman and Shloi Lishman? Doesn't mean that within one avoida he had a machshava of lishma and shloi lishma, or does it mean that two separate avoidas. He did the shechita with one machshava, and he did the kabbalah with another machshava. According to that interpretation, there would be a difference which machshava came first, because according to that interpretation, if the shloilah, if it's within one avoida, they want to suggest that it has to be two avoidas. In one avoida, we always follow the first. But Rashi explains our Mishnah very clear that even in one avoida, if there's a combination, it's possible. The Mishnah is teaching us that this type of combination is considered a shloi lishma situation. So the Sefer Eretz Tzvi says that our Mishnah began about speaking about a Korban Pesach and a Korban Chatos, which learning from the beginning of Masechta, we've learned are treated stricter than all other Korbanos. What's going to be the halacha by other Korbanos? So we keep on repeating. By all other Korbanos, the halacha is that the Korban is kosher. El shloi olu labalam l'shem chayva, the owner doesn't get credit for bringing that Korban. So Eretz Tzvi says, what's going to be by another Korban that was brought with a combination of l'shma and l'shma, shloi l'shma? Will that Korban be considered that the owner gets credit? It will be kosher and the owner gets credit? Or in that case as well, the halacha will be that the Korban is kosher by all the Baalim Shem Chayva. And there it says, for halacha chiddush, that when you bring any other Korban, which is not as strict, not as stringent as a Korban Pesach and Korban Chatos, because by them, l'shma, shloi l'shma is kosher, he says, when you have a combination of l'shma and shloi l'shma, by other Korbanos, the Korban will be completely kosher. His raya is from our Mishnah. He says, our Mishnah tells us that when you have a combined machshava by Korban Pesach and Korban Chatos, that's when the Korban is possible. But it seems that by all other Korbanos, the halacha will be, not only is the animal, not only is the Korban kosher, but it's even Ol Lebalim L'Shem. It's even Ol Lebalim L'Shem. It's a kosher, it gets credit. That the Shlosh Yaakov discusses a Shailah. The Gemara discusses in Masechta Yevamos, and that's one of the reasons we don't do Yibam Bezman Hazeh, we don't do Yibam anymore, is if somebody marries his Yevama L'Shem Noi, not L'Shem Mitzvah, the Gemara says it's Ke'ilu Pagei Be'erva, the halacha views it as if he had relations with a woman he's not allowed to have relations with. The Kor of Lias Havlad Mamzer. And the halacha almost looks at that child as a mamzer. Says the Shlos Yaakov that that's only in a case where that was his entire intent. But let's say he had a combined intent. He had a mind of Shem Mitzvah and also Shem Noi. That he says that the halacha is, that's acceptable. And he brings a raya from Gemara Masechta Yevamos Daf Kuf Tes Amun Aleph. The Gemara says there, Tani Bak Aparo, Loilam Yidbek Adam Begimel Dvarim. The Gemara mentions a number of things a person should do, Bisrachik Mazayin Dvarim, and the Gemara doesn't say that a person should stay away from Yibam. Why is Yibam, if Yibam, as we just used, we just quoted such strong words, and Yibam, we're saying that if you don't do it with the proper intention, could perhaps be considered like you Begay Be'erva Mamzer. So why doesn't the Gemara say that that's one of the things, that's one of the situations a person should avoid? It's a raya that by Yibam, says the Shvus Yaakov, if you have a combined machshava, it's going to be acceptable. So Yosef Engel, in his Sefer Gilyonei Shas, says, but our Mishnah, we just learned that a combined machshava is indeed unacceptable. So how could the Shvus Yaakov say that a combined machshava is acceptable? And the Divrei Makil however, does paskin like the Shvus Yaakov. And I was thinking that the answer to the question could be based on what we just learned from the Eretz Tzvi. The Eretz Tzvi taught us that when is Shaloi Lishma and Lishma Pablum only uniquely by Korban Pesach and by Korban Mechatas. Everywhere else, it's not, if it's a combination, it's not a problem. And I saw that, and therefore, by Yibam, we could understand the Aruch HaShulchan and the Shvus Yaakov when they say that a combination is acceptable. Ravadi Yosef in the Shas of Chuvus Yabiyah Oy Mechelik Vav Evan Ezra Simon Yudalid has a different approach. He says that we learned in our Masechta the concept the Mina Machrev, the Labas Mina Loy Machrev. Pesach Shlomim, Pesach Chattis, the halacha is that the, anything that's not purely L'shem Karm Pesach, L'shem Karm Chattis, Machrev, it's a problem. But that is a unique halacha, he says, by Korban Pesach and Korban Shlomim. It's not a halacha where, it's not a halacha in any other situation. And since that's not the halacha in any other situation, says Rav Avad Yosef, the psak of the Shvus Yaakov is very well understood. So it continues the Gemara. Ketzad, what is meant when we say L'shmon, V'shaloi L'shmon, L'shem Pesach, L'shem Shlomim, when a person had this dual machshava, he had made a Korban Pesach and a Korban Shlomim. And all the Rishonim say that the reason the Mishnah used the example of Shem Pesach and Shem Shlomim is because we go back to halacha that we've learned so many times in our Masechta. We've learned so many times in our Masechta that a Pesach, the Shai Yemois Hashana, a Korban Pesach all year round becomes a Korban Shlomim. So therefore, we would think that when you bring the Korban Pesach and you have in mind Shlomim, it shouldn't be such a terrible machshava, because the Korban Pesach does become a Korban Shlomim. Teaches us the Mishnah that even now, even in that case, it's considered a situation of Lashmon and Shloi Lashmon. If you're bringing the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach with that dual machshava, it's possible. The Shloi Lashmon v'Lashmon, what does that mean? L'shem Shlomim, L'shem Pesach. First you thought the Shlomim, then you pay Pesach. Shazevach Nifsal Ba'abit Varim. And now the Mishnah repeats that the halacha is that the Korban Pesach, Korban becomes Pesach during any of the four Avodas, B'Shchita, B'Kiva, B'Hiluch, U'Bezrika, during any of those four Avodas, can a Korban become Pesach. The say I sort of say for Argonus says that this mandomer is makbid that even as we're going to learn now, Machloikas Tanakama and Rav Shimon, Tanakama considers a halacha as an avoida where a karmic could become possible. Rav Shimon disagrees. And what is the basis? Rav Shimon's opinion is a very well understood opinion. Because Rav Shimon says, as we're going to learn, there are times you don't have to do halacha. So if you don't have to do the halacha altogether, says Rav Shimon, it shouldn't be able to disqualify the karban. Why does the Tanakhama disagree? So he explains that we find that when Avram Avinu brought Yitzchak, when Avram Avinu brought a carbon, the pasuk says v'yakam brought Yitzchak for the akedah. The pasuk says v'yakam v'yelech alamakim. Avram Avinu says v'niva nar nechad koy. The pasuk says v'yelech Avram v'yikach sa'ayel v'yelei lo'ilam. The pasuk keeps on emphasizing that Avram Avinu made the halacha a very critical part of his avoda. So since we see that Avram Avinu made the halacha such an important part of the avoda, says the Tanakhama that even though technically you can maybe avoid doing the halacha, it's not something that we can ignore. Rav Shimon machshir b'hiluch. Rav Shimon says that if there was a shloi l'shma by the hiluch, it's not an issue. Why? Shahaya, Rav Shimon used to say, "Efshe loy b'shchita v'shloi b'kabbalah v'shloi b'zrika." A carbon cannot miss one of those three things. Avalefshe b'loy hiluch, but it is possible to do carbon without halacha. So shaykh b'tzad ha-mizbeach, because if somebody shechts an animal right next to the mizbeach, he could do zrika immediately and never require to do halacha. Says the Gemara of Leza Omer, says the Gemara, sometimes the halacha is a problem, and a machshava is an issue by halacha, and sometimes not. And he explains himself. Rav Shimon, Rav Elazar, Ma hamahalik b'makom shetzarich lahalik. If somebody is walking in a place that he has to do halacha, that means that the carbon was brought not next to the mizbeach, and in order to bring the blood to the mizbeach to do zrika, you have to come close to the mizbeach. Then the halacha is essential, and therefore machshava shloi l'shma will be a problem. But makom she'ein tzarich lahalik. But if you did the shechita right next to the mizbeach, so since you did it right next to the mizbeach, so there was no need for doing halacha. If there was no need to do the halacha, then the halacha is that a machshava pselus. Then that halacha was not necessary, and the machshava shloi l'shma by it will not disqualify it. Ask the Gemara, the Kabbalah mipasla, is it true that there was a machshava shloi l'shma by Kabbalah, the carbon becomes pasul? Ask the Maravatanya, the pasuk says regarding the carbon oila, v'shachras ben abakul fnei Hashem, v'kriva bnei Aaron hakanim asdam v'zarkos adam al mizbeach saviv. Says the Gemara, v'kriva refers zu kabbalas adam, that we have to take the dam, we have to accept the dam of the carbon into a keli. Adam kabbalas adam, continues the Gemara, why do you say Kabbalah means kabbalas adam? Oyena lo zrika. Maybe what the pasuk means to tell us is that we have to do zrika, that we have to do zrika with this blood on the mizbeach. Shomer v'zarku, says the Gemara, since the pasuk says the word v'zarku, so from there we already know hare zrika amr. We know that zrika has to be done. Hamani mekayim v'kriva. How must we understand the word v'kriva? It's referring to the Kabbalah Saddam. And the pasuk says b'nei Aaron ha-kahanim, it has to be done by the kohen. L'chtei b'kohen kosher, it has to be done by a qualified kohen. Pasha Pshat, a kohen who is of the right age, and also a kohen who's not a balmum, or b'kli sharis, wearing the big dekuna. That's the pshat the most Rishonim learn. I did see that there are Rishonim that suggest that kli sharis means that the Kabbalah Saddam and the Zerika all have to be done with a kli sharis, not with something else. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva has a different source to teach us that the Kabbalah Saddam has to be done by Kohen Kosher B'Kli Sharis. Amar Rabbi Kiva, the Kabbalah should light the hail by Kohen Kosher B'Kli Sharis, that the Kabbalah that has to be done by a qualified Kohen B'Kli Sharis, he learns from elsewhere. He says, the Pasuk says, Nemekan, V'kriv ben Aaron, Kohenim Saddam, Na'alam Halen. When the Pasuk speaks about the Toldos Aaron, the Pasuk says, Elish Shmois, Bnei Aaron HaKehanim, Hanim Shuchim, Am Shamila Yodam L'Kayin. So we learn Exeris Shavah, Malah Halen, where there it speaks about, in the Pasuk when it speaks about Aaron's descendants, the Pasuk speaking about Elazar and Asamar, which were Kohen Kosher, and the first took Klisharis, the Kohen were wearing the big Dekuna. Af Khan, when we speak about the Kabbalah Saddam, it also speaks about a Kohen Kosher and a Kli Sharis. Omer Rav Tafra makes the following comment. A Kapeach Es Benai, he uses a very strong statement. He says, I'm ready to give up my children. And of course, Mefarshim asks, what did his children do wrong that he should use that statement? So most Rishonim say that what it means is the Lashon Shvua. And when somebody wants to indicate that what he's saying is absolutely true by saying a kapeach es benai, by connecting his children to it, of course, we all love our children, and making the statement is an indication that he loved, that it must be true, it's a true Shvua. He says, "Kapechts b'nayim lo shemati l'hafcha in hefrish ben kapala zrika." That I heard when we learned in yeshiva that there's a difference between Kabbalah and Zrika, that the halacha of Kabbalah is not as serious as the halacha of Zrika, and not like Rabbi Kiva just indicated, that he said that a Kabbalah and Zrika are the same. However, he says, V'ain li lefarish, I don't know how to explain this halacha. Amar Rabbi Kiva, to which Rabbi Kiva said, a neofarish, I'll explain it. Kabbalah lo yasa ba machshava kamaisa. That if somebody had a machshava be Kabbalah, the machshava, for example, of shloi l'shma, the loch is, the carbon does not become possible, whereas that the carbon does not become possible. Zrika, also a machshava kamaisa. That if somebody had a machshava by the zrika, a machshavas psul, the carbon becomes possul. Another nafkamil, kabla b'chutz, if the Kabbalah was done outside the Azara, in a chayiv karis, if the Zrika was done outside the Azara, chazarek b'chutz anish karis. Kablua psulim, if kahanim, who are intoxicated, or Yisraelim, did the Kabbalah, en chayovin, alav, there's no misab de shemayim. However, zakua psulim, if such individuals did the Zrika Chayavna love, they would be Chayim Misab Deshmaim. Amar Rav Tarfon. So Rav Tarfon, after hearing Rabbi Kiva's statement, he said, Havoida, again he made a Shvua, and Matisa Yamina Smol, if you deviated from the right Pshat between Kabbalah and Zrika, and Nishamati, I heard, Vainly Lafarish, and I wasn't able to understand. Vata Darish Maskin Lashmua, and you are able to explain this halacha so fantastically. In Beloshan Zeh Amalei, at this point, Rav Tarfon said to Akiva, Akiva, kol haperish mimcha, whoever separates one from you is kaperish menachayim. It's like separating from actual life. Torah is life, and you represent Torah. And the Rambam in Hilchis Retzeich v'shmiras nefesh, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph says, the Talmud Shigola, if a Talmud goes to Golus, Maglan Rabbi Imai, his Rebbe has to go along with him to Golus. Shnem V'chai. The Pasuk says that when somebody goes to Golus, he has to be given the chance to V'chai to survive. Ovlei Mida D'Tavelei Chayusa. And the Rambam adds beautiful words. V'chai Balei Chochma V'aksheh. The life of people who learn Torah and try to understand Torah is Beloy Torah, and if a person without Torah can miss a chshuvim. And I saw that the Sefer Masas HaMelech says, where does the Rambam take this concept that life is Torah, and without life there is no, without Torah there is no life? From this statement, the Rav Tarfon made an Al Gemara. Al Gemara just said that a person who learns Torah, a person, Rav Kiva, who was the epitome of learning Torah, is what life is all about. Otherwise, it doesn't mean anything. But we have a question. Here we see that if you have a machshava by the Kabbalah Shloi L'shma, the carbon is not possible. Yet, in our Mishnah, we learned that a machshava Shloi L'shma by the Kabbalah disqualifies the carbon. Amar Rava, Loi Kasha. Can machshavas pigle? There is no pigle by Kabbalah. Kamen machshev shloi l'shma, that shloi l'shma does apply by Kabbalah. Deikanami, it says them are the proof to this point. The Tani, our Mishnah says, shazevach nifsal. The Mishnah's wording was very precise. The Mishnah said that the carbon becomes pasul. V'loik Tani mispagel, didn't say that the carbon becomes pigel. Shma mino, that to become pasul for shloi l'shma, all you need is just even by Kabbalah. Pigel is not by Kabbalah. Ask the Gemara, is that true? The Machshavas Pigel is possible by Kabbalah. Is it true that Machshavas Pigel doesn't apply by Kabbalah? Ask the Gemara of Atanya, the Brisa says, Yochleite Machshava by Ellis, one who has a Machshava to eat the carbon after the proper time, disqualify the carbon. Ela Bezrika Bilvad. We would think that it only applies if that machshava took place by the Zrika. But says the Braisa, Menayel Rab Shechita Kabbalah, that both by Shechita and Kabbalah as well, if somebody had a mechsheves pigel, it becomes possible. Tamaloyma, the pasuk says, v'me'ochi yachol b'sar zavach shlomiv b'yom eshlishi lo yirotze. The pasuk says that if you had a mind to eat it after the right time, the carbon becomes pigel, and the carbon lo yirotze, it becomes possible. Dvar ma'mevim l'de'achila. So the pasuk says the word emachal yevachal. So the Brisa learns from that dvar ma'vi de'achila kos medaber. Anything that makes the carbon ultimately edible, and the achila and the shchita and the kabbalah are necessary components of being able to bring the carbon on the mizbeach. The necessary components of being able to eat the carbon if it's one of the components that we can eat from. Continues the Brisa. The halacha is that any leftover blood after the zrikas adam, you take that blood in the klisharis, in the right hand of the kohen, and he pours it on the yisoid hamizbeach, haktaris emrim, or if somebody had this machshava, the emrim after the different fats of the carbon have to be brought on the burnt on the mizbeach. Maybe if you had this type of machshava during those activities also, the carbon should be possible. If he had a machshava about his rik sadam, which affects the kapara, then it's parcel. Says the Gemara, otherwise it doesn't make the carbon pigel. And the Brisa explains itself. Zrika b'chal ha'isa. Zrika is considered one, is part of the avoidance of the carbon. So why was it singled out? That without Zrika Saddam, you can't have a carbon effect, a kapara. Af kol avoida makeves kapara. Any avoida that brings a kapara, that's where it can become pigel. Yotze shvichas shrayim. So that's why the shvichas shrayim that we just mentioned, and the aktaris emrim, she'em akvins a kapara, they're not essential to the kapara. Because the pasuk says, how do we know this? Because the pasuk says, "Ves kol adam yishofek liyisoyin mizbach ha'oyla shepesach alamayid." The pasuk said, "But everything else, the Gemara teaches us." The pasuk says, "V'lokach." Rashi quotes this. Here it doesn't say "V'lokach," or "V'hiz v'nosan." To teach us, if you do it, if not, it's not. And that taras emrim is not ma'akiv. Because it's the dam, it's the zrikas adam that makes the kapara, nothing else. So we have here a stira, what will be regarding the kabbalah. On one hand, it seems that only by zrika does it become pigel. On the other hand, it seems that by kabbalah and shchita could become pigel as well, says the Gemara Loikasha. Hada amareni shaykhram nas kabbal dam alamachar. If somebody says, I'm doing shchita to do the kabbalah for tomorrow, that won't be pigel. But if somebody did the Kabbalah and he said, "I'm nas lishbech shraya lemachol," since he, while doing one of the avoidas, he had a mind to do something in the wrong time, it becomes pigel. Amalei ahum rabban l'rava v'shvich shraya k'tas amarim l'apostol v'machshava. Is what you're saying correct? That if during the shvich shrayim or during the haktaris emrim, you have an incorrect machshava, it doesn't disqualify the carbon. Vatanan, ask the Gemara, even though it says Vatanan, it's a brisa. There's a brisa that says, Yochol loitei machshava me'elos el b'achilas basar. Only if you had a mind to eat the meat in the wrong time, is that a situation where the carbon becomes possible. Nayin l'rabbi shvich ashrayim aktaris emrim. If somebody had a mind to do the shvich ashrayim in the wrong time, or the aktaris emrim in the wrong time, or certainly if he had a mind to do the Zrikas Dam at the wrong time, that the carbon becomes possible. Tam aloyim, the pasuk says, V'me'ochel ya'ochel b'psar zevach shlomim yom eshvish lo yirotza, ha'makrav oysa lo yichosh lo pegel yeyeh. And since the pasuk uses the word ha'ochel twice, shtei achilas akos medaber, achas achilas adam, that you had a mind to eat the carbon in the wrong time, v'achas achilas mizbeach, or to give the mizbeach, what it's supposed to receive after the right time. So this brisa seems to indicate that Shvich Shrine, which is supposed to be put in the Mizbeach, Haktaras Emer, which is supposed to be put in the Mizbeach, and this brisa is indicating that if you had a mind to do them in the wrong time, the carbon will become pigel. How do we reconcile this? Says the Gemara, Loi Kasha. When do we say it becomes possible? Domer, when he did Zrik Stama, Reini Zorka, Mnas Lishvich Shrine Lamacho. Since during one of the important avoidas, during the Zrik Saddam, he had in mind to do something wrong, the carbon becomes pickle. Ha, when is it not a problem? While he was doing the Shvich Shrayim, he had in mind to do that Taras Emerim at the wrong time. So the nafmina is, when did you have this wrong machshava? It's not about what you had the wrong machshava, but when did you have the wrong machshava? If you had the wrong machshava during an essential avoda, during Zurika, so that any machshava about doing it wrong, doing the Shvich Shrayim, doing the Hektaras Emrim at the wrong time, will be an issue. However, if you had this improper machshava during Shvich Shrayim or during Hektaras Emrim, since they're not one of the four essential avoidas, a machshava that is had during not one of the four essential avoidas is not considered a machshava that will disqualify the carbon. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Berei Rav Chiya, Shemati Shetfilas Etzba, when the Kohen dips his finger by a carbon chattis to take the blood and put it on the Mizbeach, if he had in mind that during that time to do the Haktara of the Emrim at the wrong time, with Agelis. And says the Gemara, this din is by Chattis Pnimius. By the Chattis Pnimius, the Torah says that how is the blood put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi? Torah Kedosha says, V'tava HaKoyin Etzboyim Min Adam. From here, we learn that the Tefillas Etzba by Chattis Pnimius is an essential avoida. And therefore, a machshava that's done then, and we keep on learning in our shir, that any machshava that takes place during an essential avoida makes the carbon pigel, this is extended an essential avoida. Shama Ilfa. So Ilfa heard this halacha, that a machshava during the tefillas etzba of a chattis pnimius is considered a machshava that will make the carbon possible. Amar Kamei Papa. And he said over this halacha to Rapapa. Amalei, so he said it to Rapada. Amalei, Rapada said, Klum lamadnu pigel ela mishlamim. So he asks, how could you possibly say such halacha? Where does the halacha of pigel come from? The halacha pigel comes from a pasuk by Shlomim. A pasuk that we keep on repeating. The pasuk says, "V'machal yachum b'psad sevach shlomim, v'yom ha'shlishi lo yiratza, ha'makar v'yisay lo yichashu v'lo yipigil yiyah." The pasuk is by Karmen Shlomim. So by Ma'ash Shlomim, when we speak about the Karmen Shlomim, ain't tefillas etzba fagels bem. It can't be come pigil by tefillas etzba because there is no tefillas etzba. So then, if we're learning a chatas from Shlomim, the halacha ought to be af chatos ain't tefillas etzba fagels bam. They can't become pigel during tefillas etzba when there is no tefillas etzba. As where there is no tefillas etzba by the carbon shlomim. Ask the Gemara v'chei kam shlomim lamdu. Is that true that all hilchis pigel? Ask the Gemara. Learns from kam shlomim. Ima shlomim shloy l'shmam. Ain't might be they pigel. The halacha is that in order for carbon to become pigel, to have the halacha of pigel, which is a very serious halacha. The halacha is if somebody eats a carbon which is pigel, rachman al etzlan, his chayiv karis. It has to be that was the only disqualifying machshava. But if it wasn't the only disqualifying machshava, then if that's not the only disqualifying machshava, then the carbon will not get the status of pigel if it has another disqualifying machshava. So now the Gemara makes its point. As we've been learning throughout our Masechta, the carbon the carbon chatos, the carbon pesach, shloi l'shma, disqualifies the carbon. By other kabbonis, now we're going to say carbon shlomim, the machshavis loy l'shma doesn't disqualify the carbon. So now, if somebody is bringing a carbon shlomim, and besides the machshavis pigel, he also had a machshavis shloi l'shma, that carbon will still be pigel. Machshavis ima shlomim shloi l'shma ain moitz b'nei pigel. A machshavis shloi l'shma will not make that this carbon is not pigel, because shloi l'shma, as we keep on repeating, is not a disqualifying machshava. Af chatos, so we should say the same by carbon chatos, shloi l'shma ain moitz b'nei pigel. By carbon chatos, as we keep on repeating, a machshavis shloi l'shma disqualifies the carbon. And since by such a carbon, a machshava shloi l'shma disqualifies the carbon, therefore the halacha ought to be, by such a carbon, if you had a machshava pigel and a machshava shloi l'shma, then the carbon won't be pigel. El mayis l'chmeima, what must we say? That Merubi d'kra'asi, the pasuk is teaching us that there's a halacha of pigel. Now the pasuk doesn't mean to say that it has to be identical to shlomim. And therefore, even though there is no such a thing as tefillas etzba by carbon shlomim, and therefore it certainly wouldn't be a way to make a carbon pigel by a carbon shlomim, that has no bearing on what we are discussing when we speak a carbon tchatas pnimius. And by carbon tchatas pnimius, tefillas etzba is a time and place where a carbon can become pigel. Amar Yeshua ben Levi Balizu Shamati. I heard in this place shetfilas etzba by chatas pnimius mefagelus. If you have a machshavas pigel by the tefillas etzba, the carbon becomes pigel. Toy by Rishim and Lokish. So this is essentially a repetition. Klum lamanda pigel al mishlamim. The locha pigel is learned from shlamim, and he asked mashlam ain tefillas etzba mefagelus ben by carbon shlamim a machshava during. The tefillas etzba obviously wouldn't make it into pigel because there is no pigel. There is no tefillas etzba b'karben shlomim. Af chatas, if we're learning chatas from shlomim, that should be the same halacha. Af chatas ain't tefillas etzba fagels behen. Says the Gemara, v'chi akol m'shlom lamadnu. Is everything learned from shlomim? Ima shlomim, as we just said, a machshava shloi l'shmon, ein moitz b'dei pigel, will not make that the carbon is not pigel, because machshava shloi l'shma is not disqualifying the carbon shlomim. Should we say, av chata shloi l'shma, ein moitz b'dei pigel? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef Chanina, in. Indeed, hakom shlom lamdu. Hoil, and the Gemara brings the following limud. Chutz l'makaymai. The Torah says that a carbon could only be brought, or a carbon could only be eaten in certain places. If somebody had that machshava by carbon shlomim, paisel b'shlomim, it make the carbon. So if somebody, aside from having the machshava's pigel of chutz l'zmanoi, also had the machshava chutz l'mekaymai, the carbon will not be pigel. Shloi l'shma paisel b'chatis, and shloi l'shma is a disqualifier by carbon chatis. So just like chutz mekaymai, which is a disqualifying machshava by shlomim, mitz v'dei pigel, makes that carbon will not be pigel. Af shloi l'shma chatas ha'pais b'chatas mitz v'dei pigel. So what the Gemara is suggesting is that we learn from shlomim, but we're not learning regarding a specific halacha. We're actually learning a concept. And the concept that's being taught is that whatever is a disqualifying machshava will prevent it from being pigel. And therefore, the Gemara is saying that just like by carbon shlomim, chutz, if you had besides the chutz l'zmana machshava, you also had the chutz l'makayim machshava, that carbon will not be pigel, so too will be ralach by carbon chattas. If you had shloi l'shma machshava, which that is a disqualifying machshava, it will make that the carbon is not pigel. Amr Abiyyimah, to which Abiyyimah says, mitzida tavra, maybe we learn from kam shlomim. Ma chutz m'kayim ha'pais b'shlomim, shekein noi b'chol zvachim. Why is chutzlah mkaimai a reason that I won't be pigel? If besides having the chutzlah zmanim machshava, you also had the chutzlah mkaimai machshava, because chutzlah mkaimai is a type of machshava that applies, disqualifies all kabbalas. Taima b'shloi l'shma. Whereas when we speak about the shloi l'shma machshava by karban chatas, shein enoig el b'pesach v'chatz b'vad, which is only a pure disqualifying machshava by karban pesach b'vad. How must we understand the halacha? Dova paisaba moitzim de pigel. Anything that disqualifies the karban, if that's a machshava you had besides the machshavas chutzlus manoi, it won't be pigel. Dover hama'akaban, something, a machshava that took place during an essential avoida, mevila de pigel. Machshava chutzlus mana during an essential avoida makes the karma pigel. Hachanami, so too will say by karma chattis. Dover hapaisalban, shaloi lishma, which is a disqualifier, maitzib de disqualifying machshava, maitzib de pigel, makes that the karma shna pigel. And dover hama'akaba, any avoida that is essential is a machshavas chutzlus manoi during that avoida mevil de pigel will make a pigel. And since tvilas etzba is an essential avoida, therefore the halacha is that will make it into pigel. Amar Mary afanan tanina. We will also. I have another raya that tvilas that a machshava during the tvilas etzba of a karban chatas will be mefagel. When we mafagel the carbon, what's the raya? The Mishnah says in Masechta Menachos, Zeh Klal. The Mishnah over there is speaking about what makes a carbon mincha. What makes a carbon mincha? How does a carbon mincha become pigel? And the Mishnah says, Zeh Klal. Kol haKomitz v'nois mekli. If somebody does kmitza is taking a fistful of the carbon mincha. And the nois and the kli, or he takes that kaimitz and he puts it in a kli sharis, the moilich, and somebody carries that keli with the kamitza to the mizbeach, the makter, and somebody burns the kaimitz on the mizbeach. If during any of those avoidus he has a machshavas pigel, the carbon becomes pigel. The kamitza is the same as shchita. The putting the kaimitz into the klisharitz, into klisharis, the Gemara explains many times, is like the Kabbalah stam. The halacha of the kaimitz to the mizbeach is like the halacha of a carbon to the mizbeach, and the taurus kaimitz is the same as corresponding to the zrika. And therefore, as we've been learning during Kabbalah, halacha shchita zrika, a carbon becomes pigel. Of an animal, this will be by a carbon mincha. So now the Gemara makes this point. Bishlama hainu kaimitz shaychit. To understand that taking out the kaimitz of the carbon mincha is corresponding to the shchita is understandable. Moilach is like moilach. Carrying the kaimitz is like carrying the blood. Makter is the same as zoyrik. Ela noisim bekli mainihu. How? What is the corresponding avoda to noisim bekli? Elaim, if you're going to say that moilach bekli is the same as Kabbalah, it says the noisim bekli, putting the kaimitz into the kli is the same as the Kabbalah. But says the Gemara, how can you make such a comparison? Mi dami, hasim emela, by the dam that goes into the keli shoris. It just spurts right. It spills right into there from the neck of the animal. Hachal iu koshaku v'rami by karmen mincha. You have to take the kaimitz and put it into the keli. Ella, what is the corresponding avoida that we should say that if it makes a pigle by carbon, it's going to make a pigle by mincha. What's the answer? Because loisag de layov. Anything that has to be done, it's considered a voidach shuva and can make the carbon into pigel. Do we say here too? Hachanami, when we speak about the tefilas etzba, but the chatas penimis, it's something that must be done. And since it's something that must be done, therefore it's like halacha. And therefore, if you have machshavas pigel during it, it's considered pigel. Says the Maram, ain loy. That Mishnah cannot be right to Tfilas Etzba. Lo'olam the Dami LaKabbalah. The putting the kaimitz in the keli is corresponding to Kabbalah. I, the Kamer, but you asked, how could you say it's the same? Hoch memela, by the blood it spills by itself. Hosam iukos shokavayov, by the kaimitz mincha, you have to put the kaimitz into the keli. But since, kivin the idi v'idi, mat the klihu, and both of them, what's happening is, you're putting it into the keli. Mali memela, Mali Koshokvayov. It doesn't make a difference if it happens easily by itself, just pours in, or you have to put it in. But that's for the comparable. And therefore, if there's pigel by every case of Kabbalah, there will be pigel here as well by putting the kaimitz into the keli. But there is no corresponding avoider to Tfilas keli. And since there's no corresponding to Tfilas etzba, we don't have a raya. It's not that the Gemara is saying that there won't be pigel by Tfilas Etzba. The Gemara could hold that there will be pigel by Tfilas Etzba. But the raya that the Gemara is trying to bring for the Korban Mincha is not a compelling raya.